My name is Andy Robertshaw. I'm the curator manager of the Royal Logistic Corps Museum in Deep Cut. Deep Cut is central to the modern Royal Logistic Corps, but obviously it hasn't always been that way. The Corps was created in 1993, bringing together the forming corps, which include the Royal Corps of Transport, Royal Army Ordnance Corps, Pioneers, Army Catering Corps, and of course the Postal and Courier Service. And some of those corps have been here since the turn of the 20th century. In the aftermath of the Boer War, it was realised that training areas needed to expand, and the Surrey Heath area was absolutely ideal for military training. It was open, it was rather less woodland than there is now, and it offered the opportunity to be able to manoeuvre with large numbers of soldiers and provide them with barrack accommodation outside from cities. And a bit like today, urban areas are certainly cheaper than built-up areas when it comes to buying space to put barracks on. And essentially, the army's been here ever since. Massive expansion occurred during the First World War. A railway link was built, but actually there was a railway all the way through the camps, all the way up actually to Blackdown Barracks. And the site of that railway is still there to this day. If you go down to Princess Royal Barracks, you can see where the railway embankment came through down the side of the canal and running all the way out then towards Pirbright. And of course, the interesting thing about all of this is that in the First World War, there weren't just soldiers in the area. There was also an enormous prisoner of war camp up opposite where the museum now is, off the Deep Cut Bridge Road. That contained both German and Austrian prisoners, and actually a large number of, I suppose we call them internees, in other words, civilians who'd also been put in prison. And some of the paintings of that actually are preserved in a local museum, sadly not ours. The Second World War, of course, following the long peace of the 21 years following the First World War, again, even bigger expansion. And now the same area that had been used for the POW camp was then used, the area now, which is Pine Ridge Golf Course, was actually used as an anti-aircraft battery. So there were guns up there trying to deal with the threat from invasion. And one area of all of this is, of course, the range of barrack buildings that still exist today. Most of them, as a historian, are quite boring because they're from the 1960s. But there is still signs of that early heritage. One of the things that you can do around here is go off into the training areas, as long as it's safe to do so, and you'll find trenches, you'll find craters, because a mine was exploded in October 1916 to demonstrate what mines could do on the Western Front, along the area now just to the north of the officers' mess. You can still see the crater even in 2011. Of course, in the Second World War, pillboxes were built, a stop line was built in case the Nazis got ashore. There's evidence of that. And one of the really interesting features now is there's actually a full-scale forward operating base that's been constructed down the side of Princess Royal Barracks, where soldiers train for fighting or service in Afghanistan. So in a few minutes from these buildings, you've actually got that the entire history of military training, both in terms of the built heritage, the buildings that still exist, the barracks and sheds and stores and the railways, but also the trenches, bunkers, dugouts and modern constructions that soldiers are training into this day. And it's interesting to think, really, that that might be lost if the barracks is moved. Although the military history of this area around Deep Cut begins in 1900, elsewhere it's much, much earlier. Sandhurst has the Staff College, which dates back to Napoleonic times. And it really is an interesting range of buildings on that area in Camberley. And then, of course, you've got Aldershot itself. And if the building of Deep Cut comes as a result of the Boer War, then what we get in the Aldershot area, both in North Camp and South Camp, is the construction along the railway line that comes about as a result of the Crimea. Because once again, the army expands very, very dramatically. And there's a requirement to have a training area away from London, not least being muskets, which only 50 years earlier could shoot about 100 metres, can now shoot a kilometre. And as you can work out, it gets quite dangerous when we have people training with weapons with a range of a kilometre in built-up areas. So they moved the army out of London and put it near railways ready for deployments. And what we have there in Aldershot then becomes the biggest military camp in the UK. Of course, all of that may well be rather different quite soon, because with the wind-up of the British Army in Germany, all those troops and all that equipment has to go somewhere. So these places like Aldershot, actually in the north, Catterick, are going to get bigger and bigger, not smaller.